The Fair Work Ombudsman, Sandra Parker, is warning companies breaking workplace laws will end up in court. She's speaking here with Senior Business Correspondent Peter Ryan.
Pretty shocked about the size of this underpayment and the fact that it's been going on for, they say, about, you know, back to 2010. This is huge and it's a very sophisticated, large company and it just shouldn't be happening.
You say you were shocked, but were you really that surprised given the string of current underpayments we've been seeing recently and potentially more ticking time bombs out there in corporate Australia?
I think the size and scale of this, and as I said, this is a company that's very sophisticated. These are people that are turning up for work every day and they should have every expectation of getting paid their correct amounts.
There are potentially big fines, a maximum of $630,000 per offence for companies, but should worker underpayment be a criminal rather than a civil breach that could actually mean jail time?
It is a matter that the government is discussing at the moment. As you'd be aware, the minister is asking for submissions on whether underpayments such as this should be criminalised. I would say that from what Woolies has told us, it was a mistake. It's a serious mistake, and they have promised to pay the money back by Christmas and make full restitution. And of course, we'll be working really closely with them and expecting them to cooperate. And we'll look at potential enforcement action.
But saying that they're going to pay the money back, is that really good enough given that the scale of this massive underpayment? Surely criminal breaches should be considered.
Well, I suppose what I would say is that from the workers' perspective, they'll be wanting to get their money back. They'll be wanting to get it back before Christmas. And our job as the regulator is to make sure that happens.
As you say, the law would need to change, but that's what we saw with banks. For example, the banking executive accountability regime was brought in to put jail time out there as a possibility for offences.
Yes, that's right. I mean, what the message here is the community is saying enough. The community is sending pretty strong messages that this just isn't good enough. And I'd say the Hayne Royal Commission really flushed that out. Corporate responsibility is something that everyone's now focused on. So companies just can't get away with this anymore, and that's a really good thing. And I think there's most companies around Australia are busily looking at their payroll now, and if they're not, then that would be really surprising.
But these underpayments weren't uncovered by forensic accountants or auditors doing their jobs, but by staff comparing pay slips in the lunchroom.
Yeah, it does beg a belief. I mean, what we're observing is some of these companies have just not been putting any effort into this. Woolworths would know where every product in its store is. It would know every time they need to replace a product. They are probably a company that says that their employees are their biggest asset, but that's not what it looks like when you've got your eye off the ball and you're just not taking account of whether they're getting paid properly. It does beg a belief, really.
Woolworths Chief Executive Brad Banducci has apologised, but the buck stops with him and the Woolworths board. So does Mr. Banducci or someone on the board need to resign over this?
He has apologised. Our job as the regulator is to work with them. So we've asked Woolworths to fully cooperate. We were really disappointed yesterday that we knew this issue had arisen. They had told us, but they had not told us the extent of the underpayment, and we didn't hear about it until the public heard about it. That's not a good start for us as the regulator in having any trust with this company to work cooperatively with us.
Do you have any evidence or suspicion that this goes beyond inadvertent underpayments? For example, executives meeting targets, middle managers cutting corners?
We haven't got any of that information at the moment. It's another area that we'll be looking at. And if we see anything that looks like that, of course, we'll refer it to the appropriate regulators.
Woolworths is the latest in a number of big corporates who've outed themselves. But are you seeing a wider cultural problem where checks and balances simply aren't working, or at worst, bosses are deliberately ripping off staff?
So in the last, since the beginning of the year, we've seen around 22 companies coming to us with self-disclosures. In the years before that, we were only getting a handful. So this is a sudden consciousness rising amongst companies, but it does show how sloppy things have been.
Do you see any evidence that lower union memberships might be a factor in workers being underpaid?
That's quite possible. Certainly where there's unions, the union unions are, you know, more conscious and more involved with the workers. But in this case, we found it was the workers themselves who outed the issue.
You're also investigating the ABC for allegedly underpaying 2,500 casuals. Do you have an update on that?
We're still working with the ABC. It's been a really complex set of assessments. So the investigation continues. The ABC is cooperating, as you would expect, but it has been a lot more complicated than they expected it to be.
The ABC has put aside almost $23 million to cover potential repayments, but could the ABC be facing fines here?
It's a possibility. As I said, we're investigating and we'll determine the enforcement outcome when we actually get to the extent of the actual underpayment. At the moment, it's a complicated issue and we're still working with the ABC.
That's Fair Work Ombudsman Sandra Parker speaking there with Peter Ryan.